This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, folks.
I can't hear
Evil's coming out of the closet. Alex Jones here. Tom Papert, great writer for BigLeaguePolitics.com, TV station manager that we're on. Greg Patriot, he's taking over 15 after. I'm going to try to get to Jesse and George and Josh and Tim and Carl before we end this, before I punch out so that Tom Papert can take over. They set up eugenics boards in the 20s in England and the U.S. Hitler didn't pick it up till the 30s in Germany. They'd sterilize you if you had a low IQ. They'd sterilize you if you had bad scores. Didn't matter if you were black or white or Hispanic. If they caught you with marijuana, they'd sterilize you. And it was local health departments were run by the federal government and the racial hygiene department. And ever since then, public schools get their federal funding tied to them, what they do. So now there's over 60 vaccines they want to force you to take, many of them dangerous. All of them give liability protection to the companies that make them. No other drugs are like that. And so they get their money, about a third of their money generally, is tied to not just attendance, but to vaccination. So the school nurses have a playlist. Oh, your kid's going to die. Oh, you're bad. Oh, you're crazy. You better find another school, bluffing you. All 50 states have laws that it's not the law you got to be vaccinated, but they want you to follow a policy to get a waiver that you follow the health department, so there's a list of anti-vaxxers. Then they're going to claim, oh, you're making me sick because you're not vaccinated. Wait, you've had the vaccine. Supposedly, you're impossible for you to get sick. So it's all a hoax. It's all a fraud. You bring up the Tuskegee experiment, putting syphilis they injected in black people via vaccines. You bring up SV40 and the human papillomavirus. You bring up how they put cancer viruses in the polio vaccines. They'll shut their mouths up real quick. So they just don't think you know your rights. So vaccine makers have got this intimidation line. You say, listen, I know you're violating my rights to the law. And then you should organize at the PTA. Go speak at the PTA about it. And they'll all shut up and leave you alone real quick. They want to isolate you, make you feel alone. So did I just guess what they said to you? Because they follow a playbook.
Oh, yeah. So when I went in there, of course, my wife didn't say anything. And I went in there and I said, look, we don't have to vaccinate our kids. We have the right. We don't believe what's in the vaccines is healthy. And she said, oh, well, you know, this is a law. And I said, it is not a law. And I said, basically, you're violating my rights. And she said, well, we have to report the kids that are not on them. And I said, well, what does that mean? She says, well, you know, someday they're going to take the kids and inoculate them without you.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's true. They, under her regulations, not a law, it's all the same, health department, they say you must give us the list of anti-vaxxers like you're a criminal. And then in New York, they did it this year with the Orthodox Jews are smart. And they know these vaccines are dangerous because they see them have convulsions, their kids. So they forcibly came to inoculate them. And that's Mayor de Blasio.
Yeah, Alex, I got a question for you. I own my own business. I have time. I'm not looking for a job, but I'm looking to possibly help do some reporting for you guys out here in L.A. because there's nothing going on out here. Nobody's talking about it.
Sir, send us a resume. Send us your plan. The best thing is start your own YouTube. Start doing your own reporting with a $100 camera and a $10 mic. Doesn't matter. People do good reports. You kick ass. We might have a little bit of payment to give folks, or if people get up and on their feet. We've got some tips that can help folks monetize, but send us your information. Call us, and God bless you. I'm out of time. Okay. I'm going to try to jam in as many calls as I can when we come back. I want to explain something. I know you all already know this. You got about 158,000 people they're catching a month coming in. That's people that want to turn themselves in. The Border Patrol is totally overwhelmed. You got the Democrats under Obama that set up all these emergency centers and called them the open border, which then the private groups own and make money off of. That's not the Border Patrol. So the Democrats make money off this. Then once they get them in, they put them on welfare, they feed on them. Well, it's the same thing with the vaccines. They're making money off every child that gets vaccinated at the local health department and city level. And they're lying to you. And when they bring in all these illegal aliens who have all these diseases and things, and then it spreads from them, which they admit, they then turn around to the unvaccinated when they brought in the diseased people and tell you it's your fault. It's all fraud. And having this information will stop them. There's a Natural News article on this right now, exclusive. Google to block all anti-cancer, anti-vax, and anti-GMO websites at the browser level as tech giant goes all in with pharma drug cartels. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Chi-Com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All the studies are out there. Vaccination lowers your IQ, so does fluoride. And the system wants you to take not the 10 shots or so we had 30 years ago, but 60 plus. And the vaccine makers have liability protection. They can give you whatever they want. They can kill you, get away with it. And all the history of secret experimentation in this country, we're supposed to just sit there and take it. Big article up on InfoWars.com. It's from NaturalNews.com. Exclusive. Google to block all anti-cancer, anti-vax, and anti-GMO websites at the browser level. URL blocking now, folks, as tech giant goes all in with big pharma cartels. Big story. I want to get Mike on tomorrow about that. This is just getting so crazy, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, there's a new Miley Cyrus video that fits in with all the calls for human sacrifice and death and killing babies. And it's her having sex, her having her uterus cut out, her rolling around with obese women. Everything is a file, the female form, everything to sell ugliness. It's a weird dude with a Hitler mustache. This is just Hollywood has collapsed into pure, abject evil. And you read it. Hallelujah, I'm a freak. I'm a freak, hallelujah. Every day of the week, I'm do you like what I do. I'm like a Nile crocodile, a piranha. That's right, laying in wait to attack you and kill you. Oh, my God, she got the power. Oh, look at her. Yeah, until she wakes up 45, no kids, no husband. She got the power, so, you don't F with my freedom. I came back to get me some. I'm nasty. I'm evil. Must be something in the water. Or in the vaccines that hit areas of the brain that connect with God. Must be something in the water. Or that I'm my mother's daughter. Don't F with my freedom. I came back to get me some. You came back, huh? I'm nasty. I'm evil. Must be something in the water. That's the devil speaking. I came to kill you. Must be something in the water. Or that I'm my mother's daughter. Back up, back up, back up, boy. Oh, hallelujah. I'm a witch. I'm a witch, hallelujah, swish, swish. I'm a three-pointed shooter. I blow through you like a hot wind out of the bayou. Oh, my God, she's got the power. Well, look, the power to die, the power to be disgusting and be destroyed, the power to kill your babies, because these things come for one thing. She says, I'm going to get you. Came back to destroy you. I'm going to kill, steal, and destroy you. Jezebel devil. Whew, the Jezebel spirit. AOC. All of it. Jesse, in Idaho, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, first of all, I am a longtime radio listener, and I want to thank you for always putting everything into perspective for us that cannot watch on TV. Because I have listened for many years, but I've probably only watched only a couple minutes, actually, you know, other than on the radio. So
well, that's good for you. I wouldn't watch MSM if I didn't have to.
But actually, the reason I called is I know this illegal immigration has been, you know, through the roof, worse than it has been, but I feel like everyone is kind of missing a really big green light, and yeah, it's about to get worse than it has actually been.
The illegal stuff's just probing. They're preparing the full collapse and trying to sell us when the full collapse comes. Don't defend.
Well, with the clown debate, I didn't see that as, you know, them offering illegals health care, because obviously during the presidential debate, it's about what's going to happen when they become president. But is what that was the ultimate green light from every Democratic president or nominee or whatever, you know, letting them know that, hey, if you vote for me, you will have all of this stuff. And so what that's letting them know is you need to get here now, because this needs to happen before we become president, because we need help right now to get this done.
Oh, yes, it's calling on the troops. Get here, overwhelm America. Once you help us take it down, we'll redistribute all the wealth to you. We're about to bring down America and loot it and sack it like Rome. And, of course, nobody they bring here will get any of it. They'll get giant tent cities and piles of feces. I totally agree with you.
But yeah, I think most people saw that as like, oh, well, we don't want a president that's going to give health care, but that's just a cover. That's not what its intent was. You know, it was a big green light. You know, their cars are packed, and that was their.
Jesse, you're absolutely right. I could talk to you for 10 hours. I'm going to move quick to finish with other folks. But first, as I mentioned, here's the president talking about Twitter's censorship possibly being illegal. Here it is.
Google, by some measures, the most powerful company in the world. All information flows through it. They're against you. They don't want you reelected. Can you get reelected if Google's against you?
So, you know, I've been hearing that about Google and Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
I won. They were totally against me. I won. Hillary
but they
Clinton,
didn't think you were going to win.
Well, they fought me very hard. I mean, I heard that, and they're fighting me hard right now, which is incredible because I think the Democrats want to shut them up, and frankly, so do a lot of the Republicans want to shut them up. If you look at Twitter, I have millions and millions of people on Twitter, and it's, you know, it's a very good arm for me. It's great social media. But they don't treat me right. And I know for a fact, I mean, a lot of people try and follow me, and it's very hard. I have so many people coming up, they say, sir, it's so hard, they make it hard to follow. What they're doing is wrong and possibly illegal, and a lot of things are being looked at right now. But you're right, Google is very powerful, but I won. And a poll just came out today, I'm at 54 or 55, and they do say you can add 10 to whatever poll I have, okay? And I never get good press. I mean, I haven't had a good story. I used to get the best press of the world. You remember the old days when I was an entrepreneur. I used to get great press. Now I get, because of what I stand for, represent. And nobody's ever had, I think, 93%. It came out the other day, 93%. And I'm talking about stories that should be good, they make them bad, or should be great, they make them, like, neutral.
Wow, that's good.
And yet I won.
So Trump gets what's going on, but he doesn't get the big enchilada. Mr. Trump, they game things, they shadow banned, they dialed back. They have devastated tens of thousands of your most prominent supporters, shut them down, frozen the Donald subreddit. The censorship is, let's not exaggerate, I'd say 10,000 times more intense. And we have the metrics. So what they're doing is dialing you back. And it's out of control. And, yes, they shadow ban your tweets on Twitter. So you don't get millions of retweets. You get 200,000 retweets. You're being blocked. People have to find your page to physically read it there. And all it is a bulletin board then. People sign up to get messages from you, and they don't send your messages out, Mr. President. And they stick all your enemies up on top. So you're going through what I was going through 2 years ago. And now they want to totally ban you completely. So promote other platforms, start antitrust, take away federal funds from these groups, just like universities, and tell the military and anybody in critical infrastructure, you don't visit these anti-American sites, and that will crater them. Use your power. I get the fact you're all Mr. Free Market. Listen to the Heritage Foundation. That's a Koch brothers neocon group. It's not libertarian to have open borders and say, oh, we're open borders, but then we have free welfare. And countries that don't, they come here. That's not free market. That's suicide. And it's the same thing with the censorship. They're following the orders of China and the EU. Big tech is. All you need to do is say, no, you don't do that. But because we sit here paralyzed, they're going to steal that election bigger than Dallas from you. So don't think that's not going to happen. They've tried every damn shot they've got, the fake Russiagate, coming after your family, your tax returns, they're trying to put me in prison. They're going to steal that election. So you understand that, Mr. President. You understand action is the only damn thing we need now. You saw that Google video last week. Them saying they're not going to let you get reelected. They mean business. And they're arrogant. And so it's not just your right, it's your duty to take action. I'm going to go to break and have Tom Papert to take over. George and Josh and Kevin, if you call me back tomorrow, you'll go to the very front of the line. Thanks for holding. I did get to about 20 calls, but that's it. We're out of time. Tom Papert going to take over. Great patriot. And, of course, you can check out all of his work at facebook.com/GodEmperorTrumpOfficial and at Real Donald Trump Real GE Trump. And I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Please don't forget, we've got store-wide free shipping, 50% off of the supplements, and double Patriot points for the 4th of July special. Only your purchases of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the shortwave radios, the optics, the great gear funds us. So please get your water filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. Tom Papert, coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I am Tom Papert, your guest host here filling in for Alex Jones, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. So Alex left off talking about tech censorship. And of course, we're also going to discuss Antifa today. But this is an article that just came out at Big League Politics where I write last week, election interference. Twitter plans to censor President Trump. Allegedly rule-breaking tweets. And so this is the new plan. They've realized they cannot totally take him off the platform because they will be targeted. So now they're going to say if he has a tweet that the left thinks is breaking a rule, like when he makes fun of Hillary Clinton or James Comey or any of these public officials that are absolutely fair game, they're going to put up a nice little disclaimer and say the Twitter rules about abusive behavior apply to this tweet. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's best interest for the tweet to remain available. So yes, they absolutely are stepping up their game to drive President Trump's social media analytics down the toilet. And this is their big plot. It's the only hope they have to win in 2020. Because look at who they have. They have sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. They have Kamala Harris. They have Pete Buttigieg. This is not the A-team that they're assembling right now. They're trying to put up Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, as the be-all, end-all. They know the only way the Democrats have a chance is if the Republicans, if the pro-Trump populace cannot do what they did last time, which is leverage social media to fight back against the mainstream media. I mean, Alex Jones and InfoWars, this audience, the folks watching at home right now, are in no small part the reason why we have President Trump. And they are doing everything they can to shut it down. And then the next article, this all just happened last week. Last week was possibly the most devastating week for internet freedom and the First Amendment since Alex Jones was taken down in August of last year. Tech bias. Apple tells Parler to censor free speech or lose its app. So now we have Apple, Tim Apple, Tim Cook. He's coming out and he is saying, you, your private company, will abide by my private company's rules, or else you're gone. You're out of the App Store. Parler is a mobile-first platform. It is designed to be used on smartphones and tablets. Apple, of course, just lost the historic Supreme Court decision where they can now actually be sued for this exact type of behavior. But they're still doubling down. And what they did is they made it so Parler could not update its app unless they pledged to delete hate speech, which, of course, is everything that Tim Cook doesn't like, just like he doesn't like Alex Jones. So Alex Jones has to go. He doesn't like David Knight. So David Knight has to go. Doesn't like Owen Schroyer. So Owen Schroyer has to go. And eventually, after a total media backlash, Fox News covered this. Big League Politics covered this. I'm sure the InfoWars crew and staff covered this. Finally, Apple backed down. But for now, and just think, by the way, of the security threat that this could have posed. Say Parler discovered a bug in its app, though they weren't allowed to update the app. They weren't allowed to give updates to the people who downloaded it. So Apple
was essentially creating a massive security situation because, again, Parler refused to abide by Tim Apple's rules. I think we should just call him that, Tim Apple. Tim Apple's rules and censor whoever he doesn't like. Then also this or last month, just in early June, Facebook banned the popular Dysfunctional Veterans page. That the whole point of this page was to raise money for a 501(c), a not-for-profit that, get this, provided housing and rehabilitation for homeless, disabled veterans. That is where Facebook is at, and you can go into the weeds, and they say, well, they did this wrong, and they did this wrong, and they say, well, Facebook gave us permission, and we were following the letter of its rules and the law, but it doesn't matter. They're gone. And these poor homeless veterans, I guess they're back on the streets. And then actually, just as Alex was in the last segment discussing tech censorship, I was checking my Facebook notifications for God Emperor Trump, and I got another notification saying that I posted fake news. More specifically, a member of a very large Facebook group that I run posted fake news. And what Facebook loves to do is play games. They go to people like Snopes. They go to people like AFP. They go to these extremely biased outlets who twist words and manipulate. And so, therefore, anything we post is fake. And what's more absurd, this is a group with 22,000 members. And one will post something bad. And Facebook will literally say, we're going to shadow ban your entire group. Nobody will be able to find it. Nobody will see the posts anymore. It will be totally and completely inaccessible, but you'll still be on Facebook, so we're not censoring you. And this is your fault, by the way. This is just a snapshot of the type of insanity that those of us who are, for better or worse, still allowed on social media have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. President Trump being censored, a cartel-like faction forming to push out the new up-and-coming competitors. You've seen Gab being totally deplatformed. They're now on the blockchain, so that cannot happen again. You've seen Parler. They're threatening to take the app out of the App Store. Minds app out of the App Store because this cartel-like faction, Google, Microsoft, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, all of them seem to just work together in tandem. It's truly a bizarre spectacle to behold, especially considering we live in a country that has a rich history of fighting back with antitrust legislation and breaking up everybody from the oil companies to AT&T. And that's why it is so important that if you get value out of this broadcast, any real news that is coming at you on a daily basis, InfoWars is a multi-million-dollar institution. They need your support. And you can see here, I've got a wide array of beautiful, delicious supplements. I've got the toothpaste here. I am a big, big supporter of the InfoWar, and a lot of this was actually sent to me by fans of my broadcast who thought, I want to make sure this guy has a wonderful life, and so I've got Extendawise, I've got the DNA Force, I've got Brain Force, I've got X2, I've got Bodies, I've got Alpha Male, I've got Super Male Vitality, and the delicious toothpaste. Honestly, it's a great toothpaste. I don't know how Alex makes money off it. You use barely any of it, and it lasts forever, and then you can see behind me, I've got more. I've got the bone broth and the gut fusion. It is all extremely high quality. I don't know where on earth you will find anything else like it, especially at these prices. So I implore you, go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar. And I'll just tell a quick story. We've got maybe 50 seconds left here. DNA Force. I had a broken wrist in the fourth grade when I was just a little kid. It got more damaged because maybe the public school system didn't do me any favor letting me play basketball with a broken wrist. And I have had nerve damage and terrible wrist pain basically my entire life. I've been on DNA Force about a month now, and there's been no throbbing. There's been no inflammation. There's been some weird tingles that have been, frankly, fascinating. And the only thing I can attribute this to is DNA Force. And so I highly recommend it. It is possibly my new favorite item on InfoWarsStore.com. And I think if you have these problems, hey, it's worth a shot. It's better than surgery. I'm Tom Papert. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this break.
I want to be very, very clear with everybody about all of this. We're going into the season of war, and they have been inches from shutting down the final bank accounts we have due to their criminal activity and their digital fraud. And we need to know that we've got capital to go 6 months, a year. We need it in here. We need to be provisioned. And you've got my total commitment that I am going to rampage forward against the enemy fearlessly. I'm loving every minute of this because I know I'm getting under their skin. I'm bloodying them up politically. I'm banging heads with them, and they can't help but attack back with lies, and that just brings more people here. So I'm in one hell of a fight, and so are you, and I need war bonds. I need gas. I need ammo politically now. But literally, if you flood us with money, and if you flood us with product purchases, and if you flood us with your word of mouth, you're unstoppable. We're unstoppable together. I want to send a strong message to the enemy. I want to raise $2 million right now to let the enemy know that their attacks are failing and that you will stand with us, and I will never back down. You have my commitment. This only gives me more energy and more understanding of what we're facing and that we were right about this.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump, reporter for Big League Politics, filling in for Alex for the rest of this third hour. If you haven't been watching CNN or MSNBC these last few days, you are well aware that we had last weekend some of the worst Antifa attacks in history. It's been termed on Twitter by many the Antifa riot in Portland, Oregon. And as a result, we now have a petition. It's been started by some individuals
on the official White House petition website to name Antifa a domestic terrorist organization. And in its first 24 hours online, it's already gained one-fifth, almost one-quarter of the signatures it will require to be put on the president's desk. Petition to name Antifa domestic terrorist organization gains 20,000 signatures in 24 hours. You can see now it's just under or just over 25,000 signatures, a quarter of the way there. And this is vitally important at this point in time. These people are roaming the streets, attacking elderly men. They're threatening events with acid. They're throwing milkshakes that are really quick cement, so you will get acid burns from the cement. And they're totally doing this with impunity. And part of the reason is they go to leftist cesspits like Portland, Oregon. So the petition reads, as President Trump's first term comes to a close, Antifa organizations all around the nation have gotten even more violent and depraved. They've burnt down universities, attacked the elderly, and even threatened acid attacks. Antifa continues to target their fellow citizens with acts of violence and intimidation in order to reach a desired political outcome. Recently, members of Antifa brutally assaulted an independent journalist, that would be Andy Ngo, who remains hospitalized with a brain bleed after being viciously beaten and doused in liquid concrete. And Andy is freshly out of the hospital. It's almost a miraculous recovery. I'm sure there's lots of patriots who have been praying for his recovery. So the petition continues, demand the White House and President Trump take direct action in labeling Antifa as a domestic terrorist group, full stop. Our nation's security and homeland are at risk until we are able to clearly define Antifa as domestic terrorists. End this madness. The person who created the petition doubled down on this, saying all he's trying to do is have a peaceful event. He's actually the co-organizer of the Demand Free Speech rally in Washington, D.C., Enrique Tarrio. And he says he's just trying to exercise his First Amendment and celebrate Americana and what made this country great. And as a result, a new threat, Antifa plans acid attack on D.C. free speech rally, promises to blind attendees. And this is a fascinating story. I know Alex has reported on it, and the entire InfoWars crew has. It's gone viral across the internet. I was happy to break it at BigLeaguePolitics.com. And what's fascinating is when you break a story like this, the blowback that comes back on me, just the humble reporter. So while doing this, I was researching the person who made the threats on Telegram. It was a guy who used the handle, Pound on Your Boy. I think he may be talking about Proud Boys and physical violence. I don't know for sure. It just seems like maybe that's what he's getting at. And the cartoon he used in the article, we've got it put up there. It's a man with three arrows, that's Antifa artwork, beating a person with a wispy mustache, I guess that's supposed to be, a Proud Boy. And you search around, and the person who drew this, and I'm certainly not saying he did it, I don't think he did. But I think that he is definitely egging these guys on, so to speak. They say that's what InfoWars does. They say InfoWars is inspiring people toward violence. But I've yet to see Alex or anyone at InfoWars put out something where people are being shot in the belly and beat in the face with the caption, Pound on Your Boy. I don't think Alex sells any merch like that. I don't think he sells beat up Antifa merch. And I think that if he did, it might be morally reprehensible. I don't think he would. But this artist turns out to be a Rolling Stone writer who also writes for Playboy. He calls himself an educator. I'm not sure who or what he educates. And I reach out to him and ask for a comment. He doesn't reply. 18 hours later, we finally published the article. We're not going to hold an article indefinitely because we don't get a response. That's not how news works. So he then throws a bit of a fit on Twitter.com, as these leftists are often wont to do, and he tries to get other Antifa groups to go after yours truly. He tags New York City Antifa, the It's Going Down publication, where they, I'm not going to say they dox people, but they certainly do seem to come close to doxing people, and they tell them to go after me, because what I did was dangerous. And so that's the blowback you get when you talk about acid attacks. The guy saying, we already have the muriatic acid, wax, and balloons. I just want to blind as many of you expletives as I can. That's the type of people we're dealing with. And if you expose this and you draw the line and say, hey, he's using artwork created by a mainstream major journalist who writes favorably about Antifa and publishes propaganda and artwork where people are being murdered and beaten and calls it satire, and it stays on these platforms because it's okay, because it's satire. I didn't know that's the way it worked. We could say anything we want, apparently. All you have to do is say it's satire. I don't think any conservative is brave enough to test that theory. But that it works for the left. It works for the left. And if you have the audacity to go after them, to expose them for what they're doing, then you go into the crosshairs. And turning back to Portland, it's interesting how the media and the local government is completely more or less on the side of Antifa. You've got the Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, who is shielding Antifa from blame for their terroristic actions following the attacks. He refused to mention them by name. And there's all kinds of dirt on this guy that I've heard that I'm not privileged to repeat on the air just yet. I think it's all going to come public. But Ted Cruz is calling for an investigation into Mayor Wheeler, who will not name Antifa. And then it gets crazier, because the Portland police, they're just out there doing their best. They get orders from the top. They get orders from Wheeler and their other bosses. Do not arrest anybody. Do not break up fights. Let Andy know, the gay conservative journalist, let him be beaten bloody to the point where he has a brain hemorrhage. Let the one guy who tries to go in and protect Andy, let him get his skull cracked open so his brain can seep out. And thank God both of these people have recovered. They truly have somebody above looking out for them. But then the Portland Police Association actually levied blame against both Antifa and the Proud Boys. So not only is the mayor siding with Antifa, you have the police association, the police union, essentially siding with Antifa as well. And you can tell they tried their hardest to seem non-biased, like maybe Antifa is kind of to blame here, maybe we should levy a little extra blame on them. But then they write, and the Proud Boys, we need the mayor to tell the Proud Boys that they're not welcome here. Let's get the exact quote. This is according to the association's Facebook page. It's time for our mayor to do two things. Tell both Antifa and Proud Boys that our city will not accept violence. And remove the handcuffs from officers and let them stop the violence through strong and swift enforcement action. So you can see they're blaming the Proud Boys for this. Well, in this article, you just saw the video on screen. While Mr. No was attacked, the Proud Boys were a 32-minute walk away. I got a tip about this, and I do a little basic research. This isn't brain surgery. I go on Google Maps, and I see this bridge that they're crossing in that video is a 32-minute walk away from where Mr. No was attacked. And yet you've got the mayor refusing to name Antifa. You've got the police association saying, well, both parties are responsible. Both parties are responsible. So what we're seeing here is some kind of cabal where they are desperately trying to avoid blaming the people responsible for this violence and blame conservatives for it. And when we come back, you'll see what conservatives are doing to respond. It is absolutely devastating to their narrative. We'll be right back. This is
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Oh my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's omygut.info. Omygut.info.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert, filling in for Alex, Facebook's God Emperor Trump reporter on BigLeaguePolitics.com. We were talking about the threats, the attacks, the acid, the quick cement. And the best part about people in this audience, about the Trump movement as a whole, this giant populist push that is really larger than Trump, larger than the United States, it's all across the globe. People from every corner of the earth are rising up against the globalists. And here in the United States, in Portland, they're not going to lay down and take this. Conservatives are planning a massive end domestic terrorism rally against the Portland Antifa. This is organized in conjunction with the Proud Boys and several major conservative individuals, prominent people. And the idea behind this is to test what we were talking about in the last segment. The Portland Police Association says they want to let their officers do their job. And I'm very much in favor of that personally. I would love to see police officers be allowed to do their job. The Portland mayor says it is time to understand that violence is not welcome in Portland, Oregon. Well, I would love to test this theory. And I think that is the idea behind the people who are putting this on. I wrote this at BigLeaguePolitics.com. The End Domestic Terrorism Rally slated for August 17th.
This is a quote from Enrique Tarrio, who is actually organizing this in conjunction with several other people. We're planning this massive rally with the calm, peaceful intention to push back against the violence from Antifa. The Portland mayor and police need to understand that conservatives are peaceful people who just want our First Amendment protected. He went on, it's good that the Portland police want to do their job. So long as they do their job, the Proud Boys will have a peaceful rally and there will be multiple Antifa arrests. And I tend to think he may be onto something here, because if you look at the violence that happened in Portland last weekend, there were two or three separate conservative events. One was a Proud Boys event, one was a completely unrelated event, and then there was a third event. All of those, not a single arrest, totally peaceful, wonderful events. Everybody had fun. They went out in the sun. You saw some of the video from the last segment where they're just walking around carrying American flags, walking across a bridge. That's what conservatives do when they exercise their First Amendment. But the left still managed to get in trouble. They attacked poor Andy No. They attacked the individual who tried to protect Andy No with a metal pipe, a crowbar is what some are saying, left his skull wide open. Multiple people were arrested. Multiple people were injured. They had cement in the milkshakes, which, you know, I've been saying long before any of this happened that this isn't a milkshake. You know, you could put a milkshake in the freezer for 24 hours and you're basically talking about a brick. I didn't know that they were just going to transition to actual bricks. I could not have seen that coming. But Enrique also said that, you know, they start with milkshakes. Before you know it, it's cement. And then the next step is muriatic acid to burn people alive. They want to blind us and actually give a heart attack. And so I tend to think he's on to something here, because you look at these events and you've never seen a conservative throw the first punch. You've never seen a Proud Boy throw the first punch. Now, sometimes interesting things happen. They get attacked and they retaliate. What are we supposed to do? Sit there and get our brains bashed in? I don't know. Unfortunately, I live in a peaceful neck of the woods here in Wichita, Kansas, so I don't have to deal with these except for when I travel. But let me tell you, folks, I may not be much. I may not be Alex Jones, but I'm going to go down fighting if I am attacked. Defensive only. Would never advocate violence. In fact, I abhor violence. But I'm not going to get killed. It's not in the plan. And so I think he's right, because if the Portland police do their jobs, they will arrest the people who are instigating violence. And I am completely positive that Antifa, I shouldn't say completely positive, I have a hunch they will prove the point of this rally in domestic terrorism by acting extraordinarily violent during the event. And only time will tell. That's coming up in August. And by the way, the link there, endantifa.com, we'll send you directly to that massive petition. Now, just a little bit of history and who Antifa is. This next video we're going to play is exclusive to Big League Politics, and I'm so glad we can play it here on the InfoWars broadcast. But it's a couple-year-old video that was just sent to Big League Politics by an anonymous tipster because of what was happening over the weekend. They recorded this, and they didn't know what to do with it because it was so absurd. But Antifa was actually yelling, Allahu Akbar, smash these Nazi scum, during one of their major 2017 protests. So I know that I'm throwing the control room through a curveball, but can we go ahead and play that video as soon as you've got it ready? Because this is absolutely unsettling. And they just get a pass.
They're screaming Allah Akbar.
We should probably cap it there, because these people are totally insane and there is some inaudible stuff, and I don't believe it was an expletive, but you just never know. They're not the nicest people in the world. Allahu Akbar, of course, is the favored slogan to be yelled by radical Islamic terrorists before they go up and stab a priest, before they shoot up a concert, before they explode a nail bomb. Now, granted, it's not always that. Sometimes it's simply a call to prayer for Muslims. And is it not ironic that the people yelling it, those are shrill voices, were they not? I don't know. Maybe it's all the soy. It's the soy poisoning making these men sound like this. But it sounded like a woman was leading that chant. Now, let me tell you, Antifa, if you want your cause justified, if you want to be anti-fascist, bring in radical Islam, and you'll get the rape culture you've always wanted. You'll get the authoritarian hellscape you've always wanted. That way you can really have a purpose. You can really have someone to fight, because you've got women screaming Allahu Akbar. If we go to the Middle East, where women in Saudi Arabia were just allowed to drive a couple years ago, they're wearing these giant trash bags. I can't believe this isn't against their will. I can't believe these women who say it's a wonderful thing. That's what they want to bring here. That's who they are aligning themselves with and allying themselves with. And if you want this horrible rape culture, the authoritarianism, go ahead, keep bringing it here. Vote for the Cersei Lannister of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, who allegedly married her brother so she could skirt immigration law and get him into the country, allegedly filed taxes illegally with her brother after they were no longer married. Go ahead and vote for Rashida Tlaib, who called President Trump a mother expletive as she was elected and right after she was inaugurated. Go ahead, vote for the Hamas caucus, who described 9/11 as some people did something. Align yourselves with them, Antifa. See how it works out for you. I have a feeling they will not be nearly as peaceful as those of us on the real right. So in our last couple minutes here, I just want to double down on the importance of supporting this InfoWar. Alex Jones needs the support. All of us need your support. Whoever you watch, if it's Owen Schroyer, if it's David Knight, if it's Alex Jones, if it's Harrison, this is the time to support us. I think we are on the verge of breaking through this war, and I use that term politically and figuratively, with big tech. They're panicking. They're like a cornered animal lashing out. We're going to censor Trump's tweets if we don't like what he has to say. We're going to kick our competitors off the App Store if they don't adopt our hate speech policies. We'll do anything we can. We're kicking and screaming. I think they're desperate. I think the administration is completely on board with everything Alex Jones says in terms of what's happening. And so, again, I have this wonderful array of InfoWars products out in front of me, and I cannot say enough nice things about each and every one of them. And thank you to Randall. Again, it was a member of the InfoWars audience who sees me here and sees my nightly broadcast at 8 p.m. Central on the God Emperor Trump Facebook page, who thought, you know, instead of just sending Tom money or instead of just buying Tom's merch, I'm going to do a double whammy. I'm going to go buy InfoWars products and send it to them. And some of these products have been absolutely life-changing. I told you about how DNA Force has seemingly repaired a wrist that has been damaged since I was 10 years old. Of course, I'm not a doctor. I can't say for sure that's what happened, but I'm just connecting the dots. It's amazing. The pain is totally gone. I can't say enough things about Alpha Power and Super Male Vitality, which have given me the vitality that I've needed to get back in the gym and lose about 100 pounds in just over a year. I can't say enough things about Brain Force. When you work from 7 a.m. until 9:30, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night like I do, it is completely a life changer and a game changer to have that extra bit of energy. All of this, of course, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to support people more than ever. If you get value from this broadcast, please, please support the InfoWar. I'm Tom Papert, Facebook's God Emperor Trump. Owen Schroyer is coming up next on The War Room right here on InfoWars. Make sure to stay tuned.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.